which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is lying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
You sick fuck. Yeah, no,
so what happened to you?
Sorry, I was running a little late. I was talking to Colleen.
Oh, woof, oh, really?
And then I got the message that you were like, I'll be on in a couple minutes. And I was like, okay. And then I started to tell a story, and then I got partway into it, and then I realized that my mom had no idea what a meme was.
Oh, Colleen doesn't know what a meme is.
No. She doesn't know what a meme is, and I was like... Well, a meme is like a... And I had to go into an explanation of a meme, and that's why I'm late.
You made me wait. Because Colleen didn't know what a meme was.
Yes.
That's all right.
She is 65 years old. Give her some leverage on not knowing what a meme is.
65 years young.
She was 65 years young. Actually,
I hate when people say that.
I don't think she is. She was born in 49. So does that make her 66? She's born in January.
In 49? Yeah, that makes her 66.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, so because my dad's 71 now, yeah.
Holy cow.
I know. Jesus.
Sue's going to be 60 this year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. She's getting up there.
My parents are going to be married for 45 years this year.
Jesus. How haven't they killed each other?
I don't know. I want to tap into that somehow so I know for the future.
Yeah. Man, I can't even stand a girl for more than a couple weeks.
I've been trying to figure out. I think the secret is that they got married for the right reasons. Because I feel like
that's so sweet.
No, I feel like people now get married for the wrong reasons. Like they rush into something without having lived with the person or having any idea what the person is like or whatever.
Okay. Well,
and then that just leads to divorce. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I think happens a lot. See, I think it's partially the result of the fact that when our parents were younger, or you know, when our parents were kids and whatnot, people got married a lot younger, and I think it kind of sets a precedent in our minds, even if we don't think it, that if we get past our parents' age when they married, we kind of think, ah, shit, what am I doing? And the more time goes on, we think, oh my God, I gotta settle down. I gotta do this. And I mean, maybe not everyone's like that. You know, I don't necessarily prescribe to that, but I think some people are probably like, oh my God, I am now 25. I need to get married. Like,
yeah,
if I don't do it, when am I going to?
Yes, they rushed into it. And when they got married, my mom was 21, actually.
Right.
Yeah, my mom was 21. My dad was 26.
That's young.
Yeah. I by today's standards, yes.
Yeah, my mom was 22. My dad was 21, something like that.
Oh, your dad married an older woman.
Yeah, because Sue's the older woman.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. Really getting nuts.
Oh, Joe, going for the Cougars.
Good Lord.
Oh, Joe likes the Cougars.
I don't even know if I want to bring this up. But, so, okay.
Please do.
Oh, God. So, we're watching Trading Places. Me and my father. We've watched it a million times.
Okay.
I obviously, yeah, I've seen it, you know, ad nauseum. But I've watched it with my father a bunch of times.
Okay.
And it was at the end of the movie, or just about, when they're on the train, and it's New Year's.
Yeah.
And everyone's wearing a costume. And I never really thought about it before, but I looked at my father, I go, did people really dress up for New Year's? Because that's not a thing that happens nowadays.
Yeah, no.
But I was like, back in the 70s, people actually did this? And he told me, he was like, yeah, you know, he's like, not all the time. Like, not everyone did it. Not every New Year's party was a costume party or anything. But he was telling me, he was like, oh, something about some party that he helped throw, whatever. And I forget, he dressed up as like a homeless guy or something. I don't know. It was something weird. And then he told me what my mother dressed up as.
Oh boy.
And it didn't sit right. She dressed, I see, because the thing is that I've been around at parties and stuff when stuff like, when this has happened, like other, you know, women, girls my age, she dressed up.
I know whatever you're about to say is probably not going to live up to my expectations. I hope it does, but I know it's probably not going to, but I haven't had this much joy in anticipating something since I was a child trying to go to sleep on Christmas Eve.
She dressed up as a Playboy bunny.
Yes. Oh my god. It's better than I wanted.
Oh, and he tells me this.
I just want everyone to know I did the very like childish, like excited clap almost. That is awesome.
And he tells me this kind of like nonchalantly. And I just look at him and I go, I don't want to hear this. Like, I don't want to know this. Like, this is terrible. Why would you bring that up? So, it bothers me because I know how that works. And I just, the last thing I need to think about is Sue in that type of situation.
Are you kidding? I'm going to think about that first thing every day for the rest of my life.
Not for me. It was... I immediately got off the topic. I was like, we don't need to discuss this anymore.
Maybe if she had been dressed like that when she met Robert Urich, things would have gone differently.
Yeah, my last name would be Urich.
Oh, which would be awesome.
Yeah, Greg Urich. We probably wouldn't have met, though.
That's probably true.
But,
Probably would have been one episode of Celebrity Rehab and then died of an overdose.
Yeah. I hope of alcohol.
They would have done, like, you would have done some kids' movies and stuff, and then you would have died at the age of, like, 22. And then they would have been, like... There would have been the Dateline special about you or whatever, and then they would have been like trying to live in the shadow of celebrity father Robert Urich. Mm.
Yeah, it would have been something.
Greg Urich did not fare well.
No.
Even though he starred in The Goonies, that was not, because you totally would have starred in The Goonies at that point.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
No,
but by the time I was
Goonies,
like,
Goonies is too early, isn't it?
Yeah, it would have been too early.
You would have been like the Newsies or something, maybe.
Yeah, but by the time I was like, I would have been like 18. My liver would have looked like Richard Dawson's. You know, like it does now.
I thought you were going to say it literally would have looked like Richard Dawson.
My liver would have looked like Richard Dawson. Yes.
It would have been trying to kiss everybody and pushing a lot of asses.
Oh yeah.
It would have just worn.
Give us a kiss, love.
Your liver's just in there wearing a tan suit, trying to kiss every organ that you have.
My liver's a boss.
Top five answers on the board. What do you say?
What do you say? He's got his little fucking beverage over by his little podium.
Yeah, oh, God.
What an animal.
But what a man. But, what a man,
oh,
really.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Really. And then your liver would have starred in The Running Man and then died suddenly, unexpectedly, of some liver disease, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What did Dawson end up dying of?
Probably liver disease.
I don't even think... Huh?
Probably some kind of liver thing.
I'm gonna say. I mean, you would assume so. I don't know that it was, though.
Let's see. Died in 2012.
It wasn't that long ago.
Esophageal cancer.
Oh, huh. Well, he did smoke a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh, that's weird. Some say his liver was made out of titanium.
Some say...
Some say instead of a glass of milk, he had a glass of vodka before he went to bed.
At the age of 3.
All we know is he's Richard Dawson.
Some say... Fuck, I just blanked on the name. Fuck, I just ruined that joke. Damn it. Oh.
What? What'd you forget?
No, I was going to say, some say he said he could fuck Charles Nelson Reilly straight. but I blanked on Charles Nelson Reilly. I lost momentum. And I was like, the guy with the kerchief, the neckerchief. What was that
name? That homosexual.
Yeah. anyway, I blanked on that and then I fucked everything up. God damn
it. Nah, don't worry about it. You're all right.
All right.
Well, yeah.
I'm okay enough. So how are you, sir?
Nah, I'm all right. You know, it took me a long time to get home again. But, you know, other than that, my day was okay.
Oh, okay, you know, why don't you cry about it a little bit more?
Hey. It took me like 2 hours to get home.
I'm kidding. That's terrible.
Which isn't as bad as last time when it took me 3 hours to get home. But, you know.
Yeah.
Still up there.
2 hours is at least better.
I mean, it's better. It's still terrible. But, you know. You know when you're in the car and your ankle starts to, like, almost get sore from the constant, like, up and down of, like, off the gas, on the gas, off the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Once that starts happening, then I'm mad. Once my ankle starts to, like, hurt because I have to constantly stop and go, it's not pleasant. I don't like it. You know, that's... I mean, I think that's, like, the definition of a first world problem, but...
Yeah.
I don't care.
It pisses me off. When your ankle is too sore from driving your magical car around?
I do not drive a magical car.
I mean, it magically transports you without the use of horses.
Without horses, yes, but, you know.
But still.
I would not, no, no. If I drove a Rolls Royce or something, you could call it magic.
Fuck.
The 03 Corolla is no longer magic.
But it still transports you places so you don't have to walk in bare feet.
That's true. So I'm not an animal.
So a little lycopene is nothing.
Nah, whatever. The people that have to walk places, they don't even feel ankle pain.
I think they do.
No, they don't. Are you kidding me? First off, their ankles are all so built up from walking everywhere. They're in shape, which I am not. And number two, they're too hungry to even think about it. They don't even know. Like, the ankle, it's not even a concern. They're just worried if they're going to have dinner. You know what I'm saying? Damn cat.
I didn't have a better response for that, so I went with keyboard cat.
No, that was good.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not worried about it.
Traffic is bad. At least you don't live in L.A.
Yeah, could be worse. There's not too many places it's worse in this country, but it's definitely worse there. Yeah. That's as far as I can tell.
I mean, I hear that 405 is a nightmare.
Yeah. I've never driven in LA traffic. I imagine it's not good.
Yeah, I mean,
from everything I've seen,
I haven't either. But I've watched Entourage, so I assume it's accurate.
Yeah, it's definitely not good.
I want to kind of see the Entourage movie because I know I will at some point because I'll watch it for free somehow. But
right,
I just don't understand how they made a movie out of that show. And I kind of like the show, but I don't understand how they make it into a movie.
I don't know. There's just not enough substance. But you know, I mean, movies have been made about less, though, you know?
True.
So as much as we would say Entourage, there's not enough there to say, you know, oh, it's worthy of me sitting down watching this. I won't call it a film, but a movie.
Yeah.
I've seen more pointless shit than Entourage.
Yeah.
As good as Entourage could be, like, it's not about much, but I've seen worse.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'd watch it, you know. I'd sit down and watch it.
I'll watch it someday.
Yeah, why not? I've watched a lot of crap. It's got to be better than a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be better than... I can't think of a shitty movie right now.
You can't think of... how about the Hangover 3?
I liked Hangover 3 better than Hangover 2, I'm going to be honest.
I'm not going to lie to you. I
didn't see either.
I've seen either of them.
Did you see the first one?
In fact, I have never watched the whole first one.
Wow. That's like me and Titanic.
I don't know if that's the same, but okay.
It's similar. I mean, it's a big movie that a lot of people saw.
That's not quite the same, but okay. All right. Here's the thing.
I feel like I'm going to be disappointed when I watch Titanic, and I'm like, damn, Billy Zane did a good job. What else has he done? And then I see a lot of shit movies after that.
That's why you don't want to watch Titanic.
No, I just, I've seen it. I think I've seen just about the whole movie in bits and pieces.
Right.
But I've never watched it from beginning to end. So I feel like I've seen the whole thing. I know all the references. I've seen all the points, blah, blah, blah.
Seen the tits. Like,
I don't want to sit through the whole thing.
All right. I'll say this. By this point in your life, sitting down and watching a 3-hour and 10-minute movie or whatever the fuck it is,
I would rather watch Godfather 2 or maybe even Interstellar again.
Right. Oh, okay. But yeah, it's not there. All right. There's no point necessarily in you watching it, but it is weird that you have never sat down and watched the whole movie. And I think that's weirder, whatever, than me having not seen the entire thing of The Hangover.
No, it probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you know, I mean, I guess I get your comparison. But, yeah, I mean, there.
What I'm saying is on a long enough timeline, eventually I will see Titanic, but...
It's not a bad movie. I think it gets an unfair rap. I mean, all right, it's too long. The dialogue is atrocious, but it's a fucking James Cameron movie, so what are you going to do?
I think now that I respect Leonardo DiCaprio as a better actor now,
yeah,
I think might help it.
That could definitely help.
Before, I was just like, oh, he's just a fucking pretty boy cunt that was on Growing Pains. But now, like Wolf of Wall Street, I'm like, he's a pretty good actor. I thought he was really on Ludes at that point.
So. Right.
No, yeah, that would help it too. You got your Billy Zane. I mean, he's also not very good in the movie, but no one is really good in that movie
except the captain. I hear the captain. I feel is like fantastic because
the captain
isn't the captain great. He goes down with the ship, right?
He goes down with the ship. He's in like three scenes.
Yeah, plus those violin guys.
Oh, they're good.
They go down too, right?
They're very good. Yeah, they go way down and wild with the ship.
Yeah, yeah. You think if a Caribbean cruise line, or let's not specify, let's just say any cruise line ever goes down,
yeah,
and there's a DJ playing at that point, do you think the DJ is like, let's play on, and just continues to play house techno music?
No.
You think he's like...
No, because people today have no class.
Okay.
No, zero class. Like, the thing is that they supposedly, they kept playing the music to keep the people calm. To kind of keep, like, a sense of normalcy.
Yeah.
In an otherwise bad situation. Today, no one would bother doing that. They'd be like, go fuck yourselves, and they'd jump overboard or whatever, you know. They'd leave. Now, granted, house music is not going to keep anyone calm, but you could throw on some, like, you know, some Jackson Brown or something, you know, okay, keep everyone loose.
Put on a little Marvin Gaye or something. Maybe. Oh,
can you even imagine, like, getting into a lifeboat to Sexual Healing?
A little Lou Rawls.
Oh, some Lou. Oh, I'd stay on the boat.
Staying on this boat.
I mean, fuck it. Who cares? You know, the thing is that no one does transatlantic trips anymore. Other than, I mean, there's like, what is it? The QE2 still does it or something. But other than that, no one really does like in this like cold ass water with like the threat of icebergs bullshit. People do cruise to Alaska. That's it.
But I mean, ice caps. But they do that in the summer too. Yeah.
But
So let's say you're on a cruise ship.
In the Caribbean?
Let's say you're in the Caribbean. And you hit something.
Yeah.
And you start going down.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh my god, we're all gonna die. And then you hear, and then this starts playing. You're just like, hang on. What do you do? Are you just like, I don't know? I mean, you're on your own. It's a singles cruise.
Oh.
Do you like grab somebody and just like try to find somebody that's in the groove with this? And you're just like,
grab a broad and an empty cabin,
like
just fucking.
Even though if it means you're gonna die,
it'd be pretty good. I mean, hey, then I really wouldn't have to worry about wearing a rubber.
Well, that's true.
You just be like, whatever. It ain't going nowhere anyways.
You're just like, ship's going down. I'm gonna go down.
So aren't you? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all right. Truthfully, no. I mean, obviously, I'd get on a fucking lifeboat.
Now, at what point of this playing do you go, this is a bad decision to play this right now?
I would immediately think it. I'm one of those people that as soon as like I hear music, I think about it in the context of the situation, and I decide if it was a good choice or not.
So like they're just like everyone abandoned ship, and then they start playing this. You're just like, this is a bad choice.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye was a bad choice.
What's the good choice in that scenario?
In that situation,
what's the
Benny Hill theme? Is everyone running around like fucking madmen?
The boat is going down. Everyone make for the lifeboats.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just fucking Chinese fire drill.
I feel like this is also a bad choice.
It is, but it would be funny. No, I
People running in and out of people running.
Oh yeah, there's one person with a club trying to smack someone.
Just a couple girls in bikinis just running around, trying to find the lifeboats. They're running in, and then like suddenly you pop in with a raging heart on, and you're just chasing them.
Yeah.
Oh boy. That's probably accurate, but I feel like it's like slightly inappropriate.
I mean, it might be inappropriate. Now, I tweeted out a thing. I think you might have seen it. I think you commented on it. But this wasn't too long ago. I was at a wake for a young man who committed suicide. And so, you know, like a popular thing nowadays is they do like a montage, like a video montage, but it goes through like all the family photos that they have of the deceased.
Yeah.
And the backing music to this montage was "I Did It My Way." And now I've been to old people funerals and stuff like wakes and stuff where they played "I Did It My Way." But to someone who's like 24 that commits suicide, I feel like "I Did It My Way" might be a little weird, a little strange. And now I thought of this. My father, he also, Joe, was kind of like, "That's a little weird." I don't know how many other people considered it strange.
So
here's the thing.
Okay, so let me. Because I have this on my phone, because I fucking love the song. I have the vinyl transfer of the song on my phone.
Yeah.
So I face the final curtain. Okay, right there, it's weird for a suicide.
Yeah, no, I mean, keep going. It gets weirder.
It gets... Yeah, hang on.
My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway.
Oh yeah, this is weird.
And more.
Yeah.
Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few.
Oh boy.
But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do.
Oh god.
Saw it
right
without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway.
I mean, it's like he's planning it out.
Much more than this,
I did it. Okay, so I like this song. I'm turn it down here. But okay, so here's the thing about "My Way." So here's the thing about "My Way." I love that song. It's a great song.
I like it too.
I like that song too, and I feel like it applies to me because I do things contrary to the way that people would normally do things.
Yeah, you like Johnny Yuma.
You know, like, there are certain ways that people do things that I just like, I'm going to do things differently. And, like, I do a podcast or I wrote a book and self-published a book. And I've had people go, "Well, why would you do that?" I'm like, "Well, because I wanted to." You know?
Right.
So if they played "My Way" at my funeral, I feel like it would make more sense because they could show, like, you know, like the "But You're Wrong" logo, the Living Room Theater logo, like things that I did that were outside of the norm that people did. And they'd be like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense." But in that context, it's very weird. It's how old was the kid?
24, maybe.
Okay.
He was like no older than that.
So he had definitely not traveled each and every highway, is what you're telling me.
No, he had not. But then just if you really just if you listen to like the lyrics, it's just like it's one thing. Like I said, I have heard it at old people's funerals.
Mm-hmm.
And that is different. Like that, I get. Like that makes sense to me. But like it's almost like especially that second verse there that we're listening to. Like you could almost, in the context of a suicide, it's almost like it was like you could say he was like planning it out.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's totally weird. It's just a strange, strange thing.
And nobody thought about it.
I mean, I did. My father did.
No, but I mean, nobody who was planning the event.
Yeah, no, I, as far as I know, no.
Nobody was like...
I mean, you would think, like, I mean, obviously, like, here's the thing. Awake, no matter what the situation is, it's always, like, a quick thing. And I mean quick as in, like, it happened, but, like, the planning of it. It's like the person dies, and usually what? You have the wake within the first, in, like, another 3 days, maybe? So it's like, oh, shit, this person died. Now I gotta plan, you know, I gotta plan a wake. I gotta plan a funeral. I gotta, what are we gonna do with the house? We gotta tell everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, all this shit. It's like, the details probably get lost in all the craziness, and I understand that. But at some point, someone sat down and said, okay, what are we going to do for the song? And they were like, My Way. Oh, I like that song. Okay, do it. But they didn't really, like, think about it. They weren't like, huh, I did it my way. Kind of a weird song for someone that takes their own life.
No, it's a very weird song for that.
Yeah. I just... It struck me funny, and again, like, you know me, like, I will joke about absolutely anything. So, you know, I heard it, and immediately was just like, that's weird, you know? I also wasn't very close to this person, so, you know, there wasn't, like, a real, you know, concern on my behalf, but that's a different story.
So going back to the start of this, though.
Mm.
Cruise ship going down. How would you
feel? Yeah, it's going downtown.
Yeah. The ship is going down. How do you feel if we start off with this? Like,
that's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
See, I like, yeah.
I mean, at this point, you're just like, it kind of fits.
Yeah, I honestly, I feel like this isn't that different than having the Benny Hill theme. No.
Yeah. And then when it gets to the hook, you're like, oh, this makes a little more sense.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, oh, I get it now. Because, I mean, they play this at the beginning.
Of what?
Yeah.
Huh?
They played at the beginning of Independence Day.
Did they? I forget.
Yeah, the guy in the station that first notices that the ship is there is listening to this song.
Okay.
And then that was the big thing for this song. They're like, oh, it's an Independence Day. Did you see that movie? You could watch Will Smith take a piss.
I feel like every, and obviously I've seen the whole thing, but every time I turn the movie on, the ships are already there. Like, it's, every time the movie, I get to it, it's always like, just like a second before they start blowing up all the cities. I always forget the beginning.
Yeah, there's that. Like, Will Smith comes out, wakes up his wife, who's a stripper, and starts taking a piss. And then he's, like, looking out his window, and then he sees the ship, and he's just like, oh, fuck. And then I don't know for sure, because it's been a little while since I've seen the movie, but I always assume, like, he pisses on the floor by accident. Like, he's looking out the window, and he sees the alien ship over the city, and, like, he's like, what the fuck is that? And then he pisses on the floor by accident.
Hmm. I forget.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Anyway.
Here's why I remember. So I remember that. I remember the part where Jeff Goldblum is in with his father. And he goes, you'd all be dead now if it wasn't for my David.
Yeah.
I remember, the guy that played Data getting choked out by the alien.
Oh my God. Yeah, he did. He choked. Well, then he uses his body to still talk.
That was
spooky.
Yeah. I remember that.
That was for almost mature audiences.
I remember Will Smith kicking the alien and being like, I could have been at a fucking barbecue or something like that.
Is that what he said? Oh, I remember him saying, welcome to Earth.
And he says welcome to Earth and punches him, but he's dragging him in the parachute.
Oh, in the desert, yeah.
In the desert, he's like, I could have been at a barbecue.
Oh, you mean, when he stumbles upon Area 51?
Yeah.
Just all these people just end up in the Nevada desert.
Yeah.
It's just a perfect, meeting spot.
I remember something about shooting a Coke can off of the ship. And then they we infect them with a virus. A computer virus.
And right.
They go, that's my Jeff Goldblum impression, in case you can tell. We infect them with a virus.
It wasn't quite Jewy enough, but
a computer virus. And then they're just like, oh. So then they go up, and then they're just like, oh my God, this isn't gonna work. And then he somehow uploads a computer virus.
Because the aliens use Windows.
Yeah, I also remember Will Smith's wife somehow running into the first lady. And she's like, the first lady's dying. And she's like, what kind of dancer are you? And she's like, exotic. And the first lady's like, oh, you fucking whore. Like, she doesn't get that. She doesn't say you fucking whore, but she gives that look like you're a slut. Like,
oh, yeah, because they do. They run into each other in New York, right?
Yeah.
And then somehow they get all the way out to fucking Area 51 too. Mm. And then
York? No, because the wall comes towards the I think they get stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel then.
Right. So she's in New York. The president was in DC, obviously. I don't know where supposedly he was Will Smith was flying the planes. Area 51's in Nevada. Somehow they all just come together. It's really kind of doesn't really make any sense.
And then I remember the president was up there and he goes, today we declare our Independence Day.
Bill Pullman?
Yeah, Bill Pullman's like, he's like, we declare our Independence Day. And then McQuaid is the one that somehow saves the day.
It's just Quaid.
It's not McQuaid?
No.
Randy? Really? It's not Randy it's just McQuaid?
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid? No, it's... Okay.
Well, it's
where did I get McQuaid
from, Dennis Quaid. Who is... Are you thinking McCabe? I'm coming for you, McCabe.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's just Quaid. Randy Quaid, Dennis Quaid, Venus Quaid.
All right. Anyway, Randy Quaid.
He's the brother that they don't talk about that often.
He's the fucking crazy one. That thinks that the government is coming after him. But he's the one that saves the day.
Somehow. Yeah, because by his sacrifice, they figure out how to take down the ships.
Yeah, and then they're just like, aim for the center.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
And then they transmit in all these languages, and they're like, center. And then they're just like, oh, okay, we got this now. And then that's the end of the movie, from what I know. I think that's the end of it.
They take them now.
The most interesting thing that I know about Independence Day is that I used to watch the I might have mentioned it before. I used to watch that movie Magic show that was on, I feel like, on like Saturday mornings or whatever, and they would explain how they did special effects on stuff. Back when they did like special effects, because for a while there, I wanted to be a special effects guy. I was like, that's fucking awesome that they do
like
these,
when they use practical special effects.
Yeah, instead of just doing everything on a computer, I was just like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I used to be interested in that shit too. So not that I just don't like special effects now, but yeah. I really enjoy like knowing how they did, like using models and shit like that.
Yeah, like how, and you were just like, I kind of want to do that. But so the way that they did the after they blew up the Empire State Building,
mm-hmm.
and the wall of fire came down the street, and they were just like, well, how do we do that? How do we make that happen? They put a scale model of like the Empire State Building and the street around it on its side.
Yeah.
And then blew it up and put a camera on top of that model. So when it blew up, the fire went up as it normally does, but it looked like from the camera's perspective that it was going up the street. And then they just overlaid everything over that. And then I was like, that's fucking awesome. I want to do this.
Kind of brilliant.
Yeah. And then I got older and was just like, oh, we do it all by computers now.
Yeah, you don't even have to do that. Now, have you ever heard about the proposed sequel to Independence Day?
I thought it was kind of almost definitely happening.
Oh, I don't know. Is it? Because they've been talking about it forever. It's one of those things that, you never was really sure if it was going to happen. Like if Barbara Streisand was ever going to retire.
She never is.
No. Farewell to us for years.
Let's see. 1996 film. Let's look this up. I just want to point out that I think we started this episode. The real discussion, I think, started about Titanic. And now we're on Independence Day sequels. A sequel to Independence Day is scheduled to be released on June 24th, 2016.
Okay. All right. So it is happening.
So we are actually 1 year, 2 months and 15 days from a sequel.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, though. Is Will Smith supposed to be in that sequel?
I have no idea.
Because he's supposed to be shooting Suicide Squad right now.
Let me stay here.
Here's a little, let's see. On November 12th, 2013, it was announced that the first sequel had been rescheduled for July 1st on May 9th, 2014. It was announced that the script for the first sequel. Wait, the first sequel? Okay, hang on, let me back up here. In June 2013, Emmerich confirmed to the New York Daily News that Will Smith is not returning to the sequel because he's too expensive.
Uh-huh.
Later in June, it was officially confirmed that both Goldblum and Pullman would return in the sequel. Ooh. And that a gay character would be prominently featured.
Well, okay. So I was just looking at the cast. The cast
so far is Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mr. Thor.
No, no, that's Chris Hemsworth. Liam is his brother.
Oh, damn it.
Liam was in...
What did Liam do?
Liam...
Oh, The Hunger Games.
Paranoia, which was pretty good. He's decent. He's decent.
Okay. Oh, damn it. That's his brother, though?
Yeah.
They do what they look alike, too.
Yeah, the Hemsworths are the new Baldwins of our generation.
Oh, okay. Charlotte Gainsbourg, who looks like she's been in every fucking Lars von Trier movie ever.
Okay.
Goldblum, Vivica A. Fox.
Yes.
Bill Pullman.
Okay.
And then I don't know who Jesse Usher is.
Yeah.
Or Travis Tope.
I don't know who Travis Tope is either. Why is Vivica A. Fox in there if she's the wife of...
I don't know.
I don't... How does she fit in if Will Smith is not in it? How does she...
I mean, they... All I can imagine is that they probably asked them all back. She said yes because her career isn't that great. He said no because he just doesn't care.
Jeff Goldblum?
No, I mean Will Smith.
Oh, yeah. But then why is he in fucking The Suicide Squad?
I don't know. Because he doesn't make good choices? I mean, she can't... I mean, she's in Sharknado 2.
Like, Vivica Fox is in Sharknado 2?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, I mean, I can see why she'd probably do anything. You know Vivica Fox is 50?
Really?
Yeah, she was born in 1964.
Wow.
In July. So she'll be 51 this year.
Wow.
That's crazy. Wow. Huh. Well... She's gonna do. But anyways. Remember when she was in Batman and Robin?
Vivica Fox was in Batman and Robin?
Yeah. Yeah, she was like one of she was one of Mr. Freeze's like people.
I don't remember her in that movie at all.
Yeah, she was like his like I'm not gonna say his love interest, but like his like female compatriot.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not a good look, but what are you going to do?
Eh.
But yeah, so Independence Day 2. Well, anyway, so it says there's no... on IMDb, it says there's no plot listed.
So we don't know what happens yet.
Right. Now, from what I've been told in the past,
It involves the aliens coming back, right?
No, not coming back. It involves the aliens in the ships that crashed on Earth that were there and they took down. And it's basically like a ground war
with the
surviving aliens.
That would be decent. I would watch that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a pretty decent idea. But that's what I've always been told was the idea for the sequel. Now, again, I don't know if that's been scrapped, if this is just totally different. Could be. But that was the original idea for the sequel.
Okay. Interesting.
So, yeah, take that for what you will.
I mean, if Jeff Goldblum's in it, I'm going to watch it. But only if his dad is in it, too. What's his dad's name?
You mean John from Taxi?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to think of. Fuck, what's his name?
Hold on.
As soon as I know it, I'm gonna fucking hate myself.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Because it's you mean right Judd there. Hirsch? Yes, Judd Hirsch. If he's in it, I'm gonna fucking love it. As long as he's like, yeah, you'd all be dead now if it wasn't for my David. My David's great. why he would go so overboard in that role, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Just, he just went over the top, stereotypical. I don't think today he could get away with it, though.
You don't think so?
Today? No, I don't think he could.
Maybe not. Well, I don't know. I mean, he is Jewish.
Yeah, but it's like over the top stereotypical.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like he was pretending to be something he isn't.
That is true.
It's not like he was like wearing blackface.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
People will accept it more. You know, it's just like, you know.
No, I don't know.
No, it's like a, you know,
tell me more about racial stereotypes. Let's go into detail.
Never mind. You know, never mind. It's all right. You know where I'm going.
I had texted you a hypothetical kind of thing that I was like, this would be a good topic for the show, but I can't remember what the fuck it was. Do you remember?
You did?
You said yes. You said yes, I have a good answer. So here's the question. Because I got a news article, but I got news articles, but that's going to take us a whole different area, and that's going to be a while.
All right.
So we'll hold that for next time.
We'll table that?
Yeah, we're going to table that, because it's a recurring theme in our show. We don't have many recurring themes. If I had to list them, some of them right now, I would say Nazis come up a bit.
Yeah.
People just was putting bullshit up there. So maybe red flags would be a topic. Porn always a hot topic. One of the topics we always talk about though is shitting. A lot of poop talk on here. So here's the question that I asked you the other day. In the Old West, or even before that, before we had active indoor plumbing, before we had newspapers is actually the thing. Before newspapers, before cell phones, before we had anything to look at and pass the time, what did we do while we were taking a shit?
It's a great question.
Because, like, now I go on, and the most frequency which I communicate to you with is in the morning, while I would assume that we're probably both taking morning shits.
Are you a mid-morning kind of guy?
I am. So here's the thing. I'm actually like a... My schedule, I think, is slightly delayed from you. So you're like more mid-morning, and I'm like, I'm like right before I go to work.
Okay.
So, but it's funny because I'll text you at night at like 8 o'clock, and I won't hear from you. And then at like 8 o'clock, 8:30, when I'm assuming you're like getting into work and you're just like, okay, I got everything set, I got my coffee down, I'm gonna go take my morning shit. And then that's what I hear from you.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
So I'm assuming like that's when most of the texting gets done. That's when you check in on Clash of Clans. Like that's when I do some of my phone stuff. You know, I'll check our download numbers while I'm taking a shit. I'll reply to a couple text messages. Don't really have an email, any emails normally that I need to reply to. But that's what I do while I'm taking a shit in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll go through my phone and see what's happening. So then I was like, well, what did we do before we had phones? And I was like, well, we read the newspaper because that's what my dad would do.
Yep.
Like my dad would get up, he would get the newspaper, he'd go into the bathroom, take a shit, you know, and just kind of take his time. Although my dad was more, I was gonna say, should I say this? But he's never gonna hear it. So I feel like my dad somehow turned into an evening shitter, unless Unless, so I'm wondering what my dad did, the routine that my dad got into, was that in the morning, he would go out, get the newspaper, come in, take a shit, and get ready for his day, but he would take some extra time reading, like, the sports section.
Yeah.
He would see how the Yankees did the day before. And then at night he would come home, and then he would take the newspaper in, and then he would say he was taking a shit. Now, he didn't actually say that. My dad, I would always be like, oh, is dad home? Where'd dad go? And they'd be like, my mom would be like, oh, he's in the bathroom. We'd be like, oh, okay. And I'd be like,
it's going to be a while.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, I know it's going to be a while. And then is that when my dad would read the actual news? Because I figure my dad has to keep up on sports stuff to talk to people throughout the day.
Right.
So I figure he would read the sports section first. That would be his number one thing in the morning. While he was my dad's taking the number two, he would take care of the number one, go through the sports section, so he's ready to talk to people at the water cooler and whatnot.
Right.
So he does that first thing, and then when he comes home, that's when he reads the actual news. I don't know if he actually shit or not. He could have just been sitting on the floor reading the newspaper just to, like, decompress from the day. Which I don't blame him for at all. If my dad was like, I will interact better with my family if I take these next 20 minutes to sit on the bathroom floor and read the newspaper to myself.
Nah, he was shitting, I'm sure.
I'm totally cool with that. Like, even if he sat down to take a piss and then just continued reading the newspaper after that on the toilet, I'm totally fine with that. But so that's what my dad did. So that's got to be what people did for, like, you know,
a long time.
85 years before, you know, we had cell phones and everything. Before that, even maybe 100 years. So then what did we do before we had newspapers to read in the toilet? Like, what were we? Because there's a span where, like, okay, we were Neanderthals around a campfire. And then when we went off into the woods to take a shit, we were constantly on the lookout for something trying to eat us.
Yeah. Yeah, so those guys weren't necessarily bored.
Yeah. So when we stopped being on the lookout for things trying to eat us, and before newspapers, what did we do, is my question.
Okay, so that's your question. Okay. See, I was thinking of it more as in, like, alternatives, or, like, what did we do before cell phones or laptops or whatever? You ever take the laptop into the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have it, like, all sitting on your thighs, all hot?
I think I might have mentioned this before, but there have been partial episodes of shows that have been edited while I've been shitting.
Oh, that's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, why not? Laptop in the bathroom is a great, great thing.
It's fantastic.
Now, I'll throw this out there. Now, this is not pre-newspaper or book, you know, shit like that. But I will say, back in the day, right, before cell phones, before there was, like, electronics to be done in the bathroom, I used to.
Oh, my God. You used to take an SI for Kids, didn't you?
No. I mean, all right, first off, who hasn't looked at porno in the bathroom?
Okay, hang on. For those just joining us.
First off, this is not what I was going to say, but go on.
For those joining us right now, real quick, go back to, I think it was in the 50s, like Porn Identity and Porn Supremacy, those episodes.
Yes. Yeah, Porn Identity and the Porn Supremacy.
Listen to those episodes. You will understand the link between SI for Kids and looking at porno. But listen to those and then come back to join us. But okay, go on. Of course you look at fucking
porno. Yeah, everyone's looked at porno in the bathroom. But what I'm saying, other than that, I used to go out of my way to read, like, labels and stuff on bottles of stuff that was in the bathroom.
Like, you know, okay. like so, the shampoo bottles, like, they would have a description of, like, what you do.
Like, yeah, like, directions.
Oh, for lush, wonderful hair, do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, so in your house.
Yeah.
There's your mom, your dad, and your sister.
Yes.
And you go, oh, I gotta go take a shit. So you go into the bathroom, because I'm assuming there's one main bathroom for everybody.
There was one bathroom, yes.
So you go in, and you're just like, okay, I gotta take a shit. You close the door, and you stop at the shower, and you're just like, what will I read today? And you go, oh, my sister got a new shampoo. So you pick that up, and then you carry that over to the toilet, and then you sit down and you read it.
Not really.
See, kind of though.
No. So my parents' house is it's an old New England house. It's small. The bathroom's tiny. So from the toilet, like, you are directly in front of the sink with the cabinet and stuff underneath. So there's a lot of, like. So you literally, like, you could sit there, go through the cabinet while you was shitting.
Okay.
So, like, I would open it up and I'd be like, yeah, and I would read the labels and, like, the warnings and shit on stuff. So, you know, fucking hairspray, don't get near fire, and, you know, shit like that.
So were you ever shitting and then you're going through the cabinet and found something that you wish you hadn't found?
No, never happened.
You never went through and you were just like, oh, all right, well, I've covered everything here. Let me open this drawer. Oh, it's Joe's shaving kit. And then you open it up and you found something weird, like a bottle of lube or something.
No, never occurred. The worst shit that was ever in that cabinet type thing was fucking, like, Tampax or whatever. But I already knew that was there.
Yeah.
No, but that's one thing that I always did. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I've done it even recently. Like, you forget the phone or something, and, you know, you got to take a shit. You're like, it happens once in a while. You get in there, and you're like, oh, fuck, I don't have my phone. It's like the worst feeling in the world trying to take a shit without your phone now.
I've almost sit down and I was like, oh shit, my phone.
Yeah. I've done it too.
Because I've been like, I have nothing.
Oh, I know. God forbid you go 5 to 10 minutes without sitting there with your phone.
My brother used to have a little rack of magazines right next to the toilet.
Nice.
But then because this was before smartphones, so, like, I was visiting one time, and I went in, and I was just like, what are these magazines? Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah, no, okay, I'll flip through ESPN magazine.
Yeah, see, that's...
Like, that, I sit down, and I was like, I looked at my right, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh. Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
That is good. Also, you ever see the books that are, like, specifically for the bathroom?
Of the Uncle John's?
Uncle John's, yeah.
Uncle John's Raiders? Yeah, somebody got me one of those ones.
Oh, really?
It was my sister, yes.
Oh, wow, she knows you well.
She does. I used to have to go to the bathroom so much on road trips. They said that one day I would write a coffee table book about bathrooms across America.
And if you don't have your own bathroom, it unfolds into a toilet.
Yes. There's nothing to catch it. It just folds into a little toilet seat so that it goes directly into the ground. Okay.